Moncrief on News Talk.
To something a little bit different, you might have seen in the last few weeks, Perez Hilton in the headlines over the last few weeks involving a very disturbing and upsetting TikTok live stream featuring some disturbing content, and it's prompted a lot of questions. We're also seeing more TikTok users have said, separate to this, that they are coming across disturbing content when they search videos unrelated to the upsetting content in the first place. So why is this the case? Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent, is here to explain the algorithm and maybe explain what's going on and why this is. Firstly, can we categorise disturbing content? That feels like a very broad phrase, I suppose, term.
Yeah, and this is the hardest part, is that it's kind of like catching smoke, because what I could find disturbing, you could find funny.
Yeah.
You could see someone smirk where I just hear the intent or the tone of their voice and so on. So although there are, and they've only emerged in recent years, multiple bodies that now try to govern and make the internet a safer place, there is no universal definition of harmful content. In terms of what we're looking at when we're looking at content that can or should be removed, you obviously have illegal content. So that's content that clearly breaks the law in the jurisdiction in which it's posted. So things like child sexual abuse material, terrorist content, human trafficking content, criminal hate speech, and so on. Then you also get into the grayer area, which I think a lot of listeners will have encountered themselves and would like to see more being done with. And that's the harmful but legal content. There are things like cyberbullying, promotion of self-harm, eating disorder content, violent or graphic material, harassment and abuse, disinformation, and harmful challenges aimed at children. You might remember the Cinnamon Challenge a number of years ago. That had devastating consequences in some instances. And I suppose it's when you get to look at how we as humans use the internet that you understand, firstly, why this content is posted, and secondly, why it garners so much attention and so many views and so on. So when you look at the algorithm, no social media has ever said, or company has ever said, come in here now and I'll show you how the algorithm works. Like, they just do not want to show how the sausage is made at all. They'll talk in generalities. They'll give you very vague terminologies. They'll change the metrics by which success is measured. And I'm sure you know this yourself in terms of your day-to-day. What works one day on one platform will absolutely plummet the next day, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. So there are certain things that we've come to learn are kind of universal across the board. So firstly, the dwell time on a video. So it doesn't matter if you are watching a video such as a disturbing live stream, something that makes your blood boil, or something that you're entertained by. If you dwell on that video, if you pause the video, if you expand the text on that video, or if you replay the video, that's all interpreted in the same way as a positive interaction for the content creator and indeed for the platform. The same thing as if you take a screenshot, which a lot of us would do. The active engagement, so whether that's liking or commenting or sharing and all the rest. And then there's the negative signals as well. So you can skip a video within the first second or tap not interested, and that will tell the algorithm then that you're absolutely not in that content. So you need to act instantly if you do not want to see content of that ilk again. Otherwise, even your passive disengagement is counted as engagement. You have to actively disengage for it to be counted.
It's just so quick though, because as you said, when you're talking about that expand text thing, if you're looking at a caption, which you nearly always have to do on TikTok if people aren't familiar, that could be just so you're getting more
context.
It's not necessarily that you're like, I love this, show me more, but the algorithm does not care, does not discriminate. It's like, perfect, we're going to show you 800 more of these now, which is so, it's grand, because again, we're adults and we can filter that and understand that. If you're a young person, it's just bonkers.
But even as an adult, I don't like it.
Like, well, yeah, exactly.
What you're seeing now and what I've seen in the last, particularly in the last 2 weeks, I was speaking about it briefly on News Talk Breakfast yesterday, where people are taking text messages and putting them through this AI song platform called Suno and turning like passive aggressive interactions with a friend or a family member into an AI song.
Yeah.
And I certainly can't help but watch them. I have no interest in these people. I have no interest in the story, but it's rage bait essentially. And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing now is And it really came to light over the last number of years when the former Meta employee, Frances Haugen, who came out as a whistleblower, exposed that Meta understood and utilised the fact that negative content that elicited a negative emotion gained higher traction. Since that time, we are seeing more content generated under that guise. So content that's designed to peeve you off or to enrage you or get that emotional reaction is posted with that 2-second trailer before going into the actual content. And we do, as humans, we are hardwired to react strongly to something that is a threat, something that will cause outrage or a bit of a controversy. There's also that involuntary dwell time. As you said, it's so hard not to click on the expand text just to get the context. But again, the algorithm reads that as, okay, Fionnuala loves this kind of stuff, so let's serve her just exclusively this kind of stuff for the next 3 weeks. Then there's the whole like echo chamber argument and so on that does exist with this as well. But when it comes to the negative content, people share it out of outrage. So I could DM it to you going, oh my God, Fionnuala, did you see this? This is appalling. Again, the algorithm doesn't know the sentiment of the message that I'm sending it to you. It just knows one person sent it to another person, therefore this is good.
Yeah.
It is so binary, despite the level of sophistication of the technology that's at play here.
Are we finding this is platform specific or is this across the board?
It seems to be across the board. Now, the various platforms have done a lot of work over the last number of years because of the Online Safety Code here in Ireland and the Digital Services Act in the EU. They've had to take specific measures to keep our younger people safer online. So if you are under the age of 16 on the majority of platforms now, you will have a teen account, which means you're seeing limited harmful content. I'm loath to say no harmful content because we know that those sort of solid walls are just not in place as of yet. The idea with the teen accounts on Instagram, for example, means that if you are the parent, you can associate your teen's account with your account. You can approve their friends. You can see who they're interacting with, although you can't see the DMs. You can set time limits and so on. On TikTok, there are now prompts to limit screen time and there is less harmful content appearing in the feed. But again, we know the users are smart enough that they can replace the letter A in some harmful words with the at symbol, just as one example, right? And so they're getting around the AI filters that are in place that are there and designed to catch harmful content. We also know there's been a lot of talk about social media bans over the last wee while, and what we've seen in Australia and in other parts of the world is that those bans are not working. So there's still a lot of work to do in terms of keeping our younger people safe online. In terms of me and you though, as adults, like, I don't know about you, but I'm still seeing harmful content pretty much every day on social media across the various platforms. It does depend on what you interact with, but my top tip and what I say at every single possibility or possible opportunity is you can reset your algorithm. So you can go into, on your Instagram, for example, go to your profile, tap the three lines in the right hand corner, go down to content preferences, reset your algorithm. You can do the same thing on TikTok. And what that does, it doesn't lose any of your friends, any of your interaction. It just wipes the slate clean in terms of what the algorithm assumes you're interested in. And then you can build it up again. But just set a reminder in your phone every few weeks, reset the algorithm, clear your palette, and don't fall into the trap of this harmful content.
All right. Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. Thank you so much for that.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.